The decision you once made and forgot. Take a slow breath. Nothing needs to be solved right now. Just listen and notice what feels familiar. There are many things quietly shaping the way we experience life. Assumptions, identities, conclusions about who we are and how the world works. Most of them were never chosen deliberately. They formed in small moments, an experience that landed deeply, something someone said, a situation where you quietly drew a conclusion. And slowly, these conclusions became identities, like, I'm not very talented, or money is difficult for me, or I'm someone who struggles with this, or I'm just not lucky in love relationships. Each one may seem small, yet the moment an idea like this is accepted, something begins to organize around it. Thoughts follow it, reactions follow it. Experiences begin confirming it. Over time, the idea stops feeling like an idea. It starts feeling like reality. And that's how identities form, not through repetition, but through quiet acceptance. At some point, a sentence was accepted as true, and life began reflecting it. Take a moment here. Think of something you have quietly believed about yourself for a long time. Not something dramatic, something ordinary, a simple conclusion, like, I'm just not very confident, or I'm not worthy, or I always struggle with money. Or, I'm not the kind of person that succeeds easily. Just notice it. No need to change it. Just see how familiar it feels. Now, imagine someone who once concluded, I'm terrible with money. From that moment on, life begins filtering through that idea. Unexpected expenses feel like confirmation. Financial mistakes reinforce the story. Even when things go well, the stability may feel temporary. Opportunities can appear, of course, yet doubt quietly filters them. The person isn't deliberately creating this experience. They are simply living through the lens of a conclusion that was once accepted. And slowly life begins matching it, not intentionally, just naturally. Reality becomes consistent with the identity we believe we are. And after a while, the original moment where the idea was formed disappears completely. The sentence is no longer experienced as a conclusion or even something we are aware of. It just becomes identity. This is just who I am. This is how life works for me. I've always been like this. And once something becomes identity, it stops being questioned. It feels natural, obvious, permanent, which is why most people never see that what they call who I am started as an idea that was once accepted. And this is why so many patterns feel difficult to change. People try to change their circumstances. They try to change their habits, their strategies, their beliefs. They work harder, they learn more, they try to think differently, they try to regulate nervous system. They just work so hard on themselves. Yet the original conclusion about themselves remains untouched. I'm someone who struggles with this. And life continues reflecting it. And the spiritual path can sometimes add quietly more conditions, more ideas to adopt, more things to clear, release, heal, more waiting. Yet the mechanism underneath remains very simple. Reality mirrors what you have accepted as true about yourself. Reality is just a mirror. Let's pause again. Nothing here is asking you to fix anything. Just notice something. Every identity you carry started as a decision. At some point, you just accepted it, maybe consciously. Maybe you just declared something, or you just adopted it from someone else. You just took over unconsciously, but accepted nonetheless. And once accepted, it became familiar. Now, something important becomes visible. If identity was created through acceptance, it can change the same way through a new decision, not through effort, through recognition, through realizing that the old idea was never a law of nature. It was simply a sentence you stopped questioning. Take another breath. Just feel the simplicity of this. There was never a rule saying you must continue living from a conclusion you once made. There was never a rule saying identity is permanent. The mind treats identity as fixed. Of course, it doesn't even see it. It lives inside of it. And reality treats identity as instruction. Whatever identity you live from becomes the instruction life organizes around. So think again about the sentence you noticed earlier, the one that has followed you for years. Like, I'm not a creative person, I'm not confident, I struggle with this, whatever that is. I'm the one who always has to work harder. I'm just not lucky. I just have bad genes. See it clearly. Just notice how familiar it feels. Maybe you've said it a million times. Maybe you made jokes with your friends around it. Maybe you tried so hard to heal it. Just notice how natural it has become. And also notice something else. It is still just a sentence. Right now, in this moment, something very simple becomes possible. You can see the sentence as an idea you once accepted. And when an idea is seen clearly, something loosens, its authority weakens. It stops feeling like a fact. It begins revealing itself as a choice that was made long ago. Now, you don't need to replace it immediately. You don't need to fight it. You don't need to convince yourself of the opposite, like what we usually do, affirm. Just seeing that it was once a decision is enough to create space. And in that space, something new becomes available. Freedom. Freedom to reconsider, freedom to question, freedom to choose differently, freedom to stop carrying identities that were never actually permanent and not even true. The most powerful shift is not forcing new beliefs. It is recognizing that identity has always been chosen, often unconsciously, yes, but chosen. And what was chosen once can be chosen again. Take a final breath. Let this settle quietly. Reality is not responding to who you wish you were. It's not responding to our thoughts, our emotions, our desires. Reality is responding to the identity you are currently living from, to the truth you have accepted. And identities begin with decisions, small ones, quiet ones, sometimes forgotten ones. The moment you see them clearly, you are no longer inside them. You are no longer trapped and stuck inside a story that it's not who you are. You are the one who can decide again. You are the one who can see it. You gain your power back. And stay here for a moment. Notice the space that opens when identity is no longer automatic, when you are no longer completely identified with that sentence. Nothing needs to be forced. Just awareness. And the quiet freedom to choose the story you are living from. We will continue from here.